Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to me. Welcome back to all of you all. This is the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ricky R. Jones, and back from vacation, and I missed you guys. I hope you missed me, too. I appreciate you being with me tonight for the next 30 minutes. You could have been anywhere, but you all decided to stick around with me for a few and have this open discussion. For those of you, this is your first time calling in and first time listening online, welcome. We appreciate you being on with us. Those of you who are constant supporters, we truly, truly appreciate that you're calling in and listening online. Shout out to you. For those of you who want to call in and get in on this whole discussion, 347-826-9723. Press the number 1-347-826-9723. If you're online, you can always hit me up on Facebook, Hannah Footprints, What Is Your Legacy page, or Ricky Jones page, and shoot me a message. All right, so, you know, for those of you who this is your first time being with me, this is how the 15-minute conundrum goes. So it's all about a difficult problem or question. And we may or may not necessarily be able to answer that question right here in this 30 minutes, but it definitely, I like to have it out there so that you guys can continue the conversation. And as always, after the show is over, you know, you guys can hit me up via email, themsrikkijones@gmail.com. I'll be on my Facebook page, you know, right after the show, continuing the conversation as we do. So usually how this works out is that it's either something that I've seen on TV, a conversation that I've had, listening to music, a movie I watch, whatever. It's usually how it goes as far as coming up with this difficult problem question. So we've been on, even though we were on vacation last week, and I truly, truly am glad that you guys are here as you're listening to the sounds of being in the city. You know, it's been a lot going on. It's been a lot going on, and we're going to continue this whole thing of changing the narrative, having these discussions about what's going on in our community. And tonight is no different. You know, with all that has been going on this week, you know, we have national news of Sandra Bland being what is being said as a suicide, but it's just this whole video, the dash cam, the people taking video, the police officers involved. Now you have a woman who's dead. It's a lot going on. So tonight's conundrum is a little bit based on what's going on, but it's the continuing conversation. So now that we've had this woman and it's under investigation, whether it's murder, whether it was a suicide, but ultimately she's dead. And we're going on almost 2 weeks, getting ready to go into 3 weeks. And now this particular local event has turned national. So now everybody has, you know, because it's been kind of quietly blowing up on social media, and now national and mainstream media have picked it up. So the question for tonight is, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. That's going to be up to the investigators. I can't speculate on if the video was doctored. That's not what I'm even getting into. What I'm getting into is now that it's on national, now that it's out there for the whole country to see, what's next? What's next? And what I mean by what's next, it could be anything. What's next as far as after we find out what happens, or if we ever find out what happens, then what? Is it a story that's just what is a story for the time being, taking up the press, taking up the media, keeping our 3 seconds of attention? Or is it something that kind of precipitates and keeps going with the overall picture of the conversations that we are or are not having, you know, when we're talking about race, when we're talking about ethnicity, when we're talking about dealing with authority? What's next? And then the other part of what's next is, what's the next story that's going to gain national attention that will have our minutes for the week that it has our attention for? What's next? You know, are we just going by what's on the news? or do we actually see something going on? You know, I've always been a fan, and I'm going to post it on my page at some point in time, but I've always been a fan of Gil Scott-Heron when he said the revolution will not be televised. And there is so much going on in our country, politics, race, religion, everything. I mean, it's nothing new. It's nothing new under the sun, quite honestly. But it's so much that is constantly in our faces because we have this wonderful thing called media. So what's next? I mean, after, you know, because give it a week. Because typically the longevity or the lifespan of a news story, depending on how flashy or how intricate or how many more details we can get or how much commotion it can stir up, usually the longevity of a story is anywhere from, you know, maybe 2 days to maybe up to 10 days. And that's stretching it for 10 days, you know what I mean? I mean, we've had stories that have stretched up, you know, especially when we're dealing with race and we're dealing with ethnicity. I mean, think about it. Last week, the big story was about the Confederate flag. All right, the Confederate flag is down. What now? What? We still have difficulties between the ethnicities. We still have difficulties between communities and law enforcement. There are still laws on the books that precipitate and perpetuate this high idea of classism and division and segregation. So what's next? So you have this young lady who we don't know if she was murdered or if it was suicide. Like I said, I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not feeding into the video. I feel bad for the family. They want answers. I would want answers as well. But no one really, really knows except for the persons that were involved and God. I want to know at the end of the longevity of the story, then what? 347-826-9723. Press the number 1. 347-826-9723. You can press the number 1 and get on. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is the next? And I'm not talking about the next story, but I mean, we know we have issues. We know we have issues with our race and the division and our history and everything. We know that. So here's the question. I mean, what's next? What are we going to? Are we going towards, are we pushing with all that's going on? Are we pushing to a full-out race war? Are we pushing to a point where it's no return, where we'll never have a communication between the ethnicities and the law enforcement? Because I refuse to call it race because there's only one race, and that's the human race. So, I mean, for those of you who want to get all technical and say, oh, we're supposed to read, it's really the ethnicities and the cultures and all that kind of stuff. You really want to get technical into it. So if you want to go ahead and get hung up on the word and the verbiage, go get the dictionary and not the one that you get online, okay? So anyway, you know, it's like, what the heck is going on? What the heck is next? I mean, it seems like, since the victimization and the true murder of Trayvon Martin, we have, and I said it, the true victimization and murder, because everyone else has their opinion about every other incident that has happened since then, but this is my opinion, and you're welcome to disagree. That's what we're all here for. You're welcome to disagree, and then we move on. But the true victimization and murder of Trayvon Martin, it is put into light the stereotypes, the fears, the miscommunication that we have between people of different backgrounds and ethnicities. But it just seems like that, since then, that's what we're running with, the differences. Oh, well, this cop killed that, and that person did this, and those folks are doing that, and this city is high rate of crime, and that city is doing black-on-black crime, and this and that, black-white, Mexican, Hispanic, Asian, all of that, just the constant barrage on this race thing. So what I want to know is, what's next? I mean, come on. At the end of it, do we keep perpetuating there? We know that there's a difference. We know that historically there are issues. We know that already. I want to know what the heck are we going to do about it. We're going to keep talking about it. You're going to keep putting these incidents on TV, making it national. And then that's the whole thing. Okay, you're making it national for what purpose? What's coming after that? So after the investigation is over with, one, unfortunately, is not going to bring this woman, in this particular case, is not going to bring this woman back. And hopefully it will shed some light on what actually happened. But then after we find all that out, then what? What do we do with it? Because guess what? People are still getting pulled over. Some people's rights are still being violated. Some police officers are still, you know, kind of on the edge of, you know, I got to wear the body cam, I got to do this, I got to make sure that I'm doing right. When do I get to do my job? Then you still have some police officers who are in the wrong, you know, because just like every job, there's somebody who's rotten on the job. They're still doing their job. So at the end of the day, what's next? I'm quite frankly, I'm tired of the stories and the barrage of national media bombarding me. I'm tired of having the uproar and the angst and the, you know, the churning and getting people riled up. And I'm tired of the marches for dead people. Nah, what we doing? What are we doing? I'm tired of all of that. Aren't you tired of it? 347-826-9723, press the number 1. What's going to be next? After it's all and said and done, no, we're not going to bring this woman back. No, we're not going to necessarily get justice for this and justice for that. We may or may not. We may, yeah, sure, we brought the flag down. So now what? We still have a city that's under siege as far as each neighbor is looking at each other crossways. You know, you still have kids killing kids. You still have neighborhoods who are decimated by poverty, crime, low education, missed opportunities. At the end of the day, then what? Then what? What are we doing? Like, what are we doing, guys? When are we going to have the conversation? When are we going to make a difference? When are we going to make a change? I really don't understand it. Some days I get to the point where I'm sick of listening to the news, because I know at least one part of the news, I'm going to hear a murder. I'm going to hear something wrong with what's going on with the president. I'm going to see another something that Donald Trump done said, and everybody's in an uproar, and he should have, you know, all this foolishness, all these distractions. Just, what the hell is next? What is next? After it's all said and done, then what you going to do? Because guess what? Trump's still going to run his mouth, because for whatever reason it's designed and destined for him to do that, whether somebody has paid him to do that or you know, whatever. That's a whole other subject in itself. The next person who's killed, the next mother, the next sister, the next brother who loses a loved one, then what? The next person, excuse me, who says they don't particularly care for the foreign policies of the president. The next person who has an issue with Cuban, you know, Cuba being open and ready for, you know, trade again. And all of this, what is the agenda? What is next? And the sad thing is that we get sucked into this stuff. And not saying that we shouldn't know about the tragedies that are going on and the travesties and the injustice. I'm not saying that. We should know about them. But now that we know about them, what are we supposed to do? What are we to do with it? Where are we to go with it? Is it just for us to have these whole conversations, this retort, this pontificating back and forth on social media? No, because quite frankly, it's time to turn off the damn TV, turn off the social media, and if you want effective change, get your happy asses out there and work with why some of these parents can't send their kids to school with something in their bellies. There's something missing there. So instead of worrying about, oh, well, this place is going to do this and they're changing that, what you going to do with it so it doesn't happen in the first place? You want to have these conversations about the police officers not doing this and not doing that? Okay. And they're crooked, they're doing this and they're not doing that. All right, well, then what? What you going to do? Because you can talk all you want on the social media, and I'm saying it. I'm saying the same thing. Like, I'm saying it to you guys, I'm also saying it to myself. I can talk till I'm blue on my face, because, like, right now, I'm sitting here, and I'm talking to you guys online, and you all are just like the crickets, dead silent. Isn't that something? We can talk till we're blue in the face, including me. But when I get off this mic, then what? Then what? Then what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. One thing, I'm going to keep the damn TV off, because I already know there's going to be more twists and turns, more video is going to be released. Investigators are going to say this. More evidence comes out. More questions have evolved. And at the end, the story will still run itself into a hole, and then we may or may not have the answers. So then let's still start having the conversation. Let's go and work with the police officers. Now, I know you say, oh, Ricky, you're out of your mind. Guess what? Not every police officer is bad, because I bet you what? Some of you all are not that hot on your doggone jobs, and some of you all are great on your job. It just comes with the territory. Let's start having the conversations with our boys, telling them to put up their pants, having the conversations. Because I have conversations with my 10-year-old and be like, yo, if you get pulled over by police, what are you supposed to do? Now, the first time I asked him, he said, oh, well, you know, you're supposed to get out the car. And wrong, bang. Wrong move, wrong move. That's not what you're supposed to do. And we had that conversation. We also had that conversation like he's in camp and being aware of your surroundings. And we travel back and forth, having the whole conversation. You know, this is the kind of world that you're living in, boo. Don't be afraid of it, but be aware. And what you're going to do to make it a little bit different? What are you going to do to change it? Okay. That's what I do. Every day I start at home, because guess what? I can't change nothing out here until I change it at home first. I'm going to say that again. You can't change anything outside until you make sure that what you have going on inside is right and tight, okay? Because the message that I'm going to put out in the street has to be the same message that I'm telling my son. So if I'm going to go out here and I'm going to work with some of our community organizations who are helping the kids and things of that nature, the same conversation I'm going to have with kids out in the street, the same conversation I would have with him. For a prime example, yesterday I was picking my son up from camp, and he always says that I embarrass him and I don't really give a kitty. But, you know, the kids were selling. They were trying to do a fundraiser within the camp for another part of the camp, and they were fundraising. And the young lady, as pretty as a button, she's just as pretty, had a beautiful smile, but she was just so... The message that, you know, trying to get people to buy stuff was just not there. She wasn't putting forth. So I said, all right, I'm going to buy this from you, but this is what you need to do. If you're trying to sell this product and you're supposed to be the face, and I kind of schooled her, like, look, you know, you have a pretty smile, you have a nice personality, you're doing it for a good cause, make people believe that. And it's all about the approach. If you give people hot crap on a silver platter, they may overlook the fact that it's hot crap, because they'll be focused on the silver platter. But if you just give them a pile of crap and it's hot, what you think they're going to do with that? Okay? So, you know, and that's how I explained it. So, of course, my son was like, oh, my God, Mom, you're just so embarrassing. All right, but like I told him, it's the same conversation I would have for you. If you're setting yourself out there to present yourself and you want people to believe in you and people to buy into you, you have to make them want to buy into you. If we want to have an ending, I mean, truly, everybody's hollering about, oh, justice for Sandra, justice for Trayvon, justice for Eric Garner, Black Lives Matter, all these hashtags that are going on. If we want to make change, we have to have that conversation. Yeah, sure, we can march till we're blue in our faces. We can march until the dead come back again in the second coming, for those of you who believe in that. We can do all of that. But at the end of the day, then what? After the march, after you don't wore out your Dr. Scholl's, then what? Then what you doing? Then what are you doing? I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I want to be about it. I want to be the revolution that's not going to be televised. I want to be a part of all of that effective change. Sure, we can start the conversation, but it's how we end the conversation that's more important. 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. For those of you who are online, welcome. For those of you who are just now tuning in, I see a couple people calling in. Thank you. Welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am Ricky Jones. And for those of you who have a tendency to listen to Hannah Footprints on Saturday mornings right here on Blog Talk Radio with me, and you say, oh, this is something different. You damn right, it's something different. Saturday is about the voice that I give for people so they can tell their stories, to give you guys inspiration. The conundrum is to get you all fired up and started to get to the point where you can be a voice, to be that change. So if you're looking for something similar to Hannah Footprints, this ain't it, but I'm glad that you're here. If you want to chime in, you can press the number 1 if you're calling in online. And if you are listening online, you can shoot me a message via Facebook, either on the Hannah Footprints page or on the Ricky Jones page. Tonight's question again is, okay, so now that it's national news, then what? What's next? And we're all talking about everything that we see in this national society, what we see on the news. And at the end of the story, then what are you doing? Like, prime example, I'm looking out my window in front of my house, and we talk about this conversation about our kids and what we want our kids to be able to do. And I just happen to see a couple of kids walking with their pants hanging down and their butts out and all that kind of stuff. That's part of the conversation. At the end of the newscast, and if I wasn't online, I mean, if I wasn't on air with you guys, I would probably, at some point in time, since I've been sitting outside, looking outside my window, banging on the window and telling them to pull their pants up, okay? So it's the conversation that we're having afterwards. What are we doing after we turn off the news? And that's what I'm trying to get you guys to get to. What are we doing after the news goes off, after the story has been on air for a couple of weeks? Are we having the conversations with our kids about what's fashionable, what's the real message in the music, what's the purpose of this artist, what's the purpose of that book, what's the purpose of this movie, what's their purpose in life, where do they see themselves? Because you would be surprised when you talk to some of these young folks, you'd be surprised to find out that a lot of them have a short-lived vision of reality, a short-lived vision of the reality, because a lot of them don't see themselves going past a certain age, going past a certain grade, going past anything what the here and now is. 347-826-9723, press the number 1, and we have a caller. Good evening, caller. Welcome. How you doing?
Hey, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm fantabulous. I'm just happy. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be able to share my thoughts with you guys. How you doing?
I'm all right. I can't complain. I'm listening to your show. You know I'm agreeing with everything you said, but I'm going to go a little deeper. I think they know what's going on. They took down the Confederate flag last week, and now the monkeys, I'm going to say it real good, the monkeys, not the people who are against the flag, but the monkeys who are beating people up, who are not messing with them. I can understand that you have racial epithets going back and forth, but I was always told that as long as nobody put their hands on you, you shouldn't go and put your hands on anybody else. So I'm going
right
against the people of the monkeys, not the black, not the good people of the state of South Carolina, but the monkeys. People are. Anybody say, oh, you're a black Republican? No, I'm gonna tell you like it. T.I. is. To me, it just plain out stinks. You're pulling people out of cars because they have a flag waving. What is going on?
You know what's crazy?
I gotta go there because I'm not gonna stay on you long. But I gotta say, who's paying them, Ricky?
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. Because I'm a firm believer that everything, that's why I can't buy, even though we're in the media, you and me,
right,
and the folks that we work with here on Blog Talk Radio, we're in the media. We also know on the flip side to it, there's always, in anything that you do in this life, there's a dark side. There's an underbelly to every job has an underbelly, even the media. And I'm inclined to believe that everything we see ain't the truth, ain't the whole truth anyway, because, of course, it's always from someone's perspective and someone's point of view. But I believe sometimes people are paid in certain situations. I really do believe they're paid to do the things that they end up being on video for. I really believe that. because
right.
here you
and
have...
And it's crazy, because I know I'm not going to cut across, but I got to say it, because, you know, I'm an old dude, I forget real quick. World star hip-hop is the worst thing that ever happened on social media.
Oh, geez.
And I'm wondering, a lot of times with the world star hip-hop, what is really going down? What is, you said it very, very eloquently. What is the true agenda of what's happening here in America? I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. So, great show, Ricky. I know a lot of times they come out of this media, a lot of times we really don't really always have the gumption to want to say the right things and tell the truth. But you know what? House and Dave Productions, i.e. Ricky and brother Oladele Malewa, will get it down packed. And if you don't like it, you go to hell. You know how I feel about it. You know what I mean? You know, go GOP. Bye.
Thanks, brother. Always supportive. But, I mean, it's bringing the truth. What is the agenda? Like I said, we may never know what happened to this sister. We really will never know. I mean, only the people who were involved and God know what actually happened. We even though it's right there in the video, we still can't say what exactly happened. Because if you look at the video, depending on how you look at it, you're going to interpret something different. Some people are going to see and watch how this happened. Some people are going to say, well, she kind of, you know, I can see why the cop did what the cop did. Mm-hmm. And some people are going to be like, oh, all cops, that's what they do. And you're going to miss the whole point that this woman is dead. And we have a serious issue, a serious communication problem between the masses, because ultimately that's what it comes down to. There's some part of the society, you're never going to change their mind about how they feel about anybody, anytime, anywhere, and that's okay, because I can't say that you can't worry about them, but you cannot do anything with them. But if you can galvanize enough of the people who are confused about the communications that they do have. In other words, you're like, what you saying, Ricky? For the folks, I always said there's been folks out there, non-persons of color, who they only go by what they've either heard, what they've seen, or what they've been taught. We all initially come into this world colorblind. And for the most part, a lot of us, even in our adulthood, for the most part, we truly do stay colorblind for a while until things are embedded and imprinted and induced and introduced to us. And even as we have been taught certain things, as we're always expanding our minds, as we're always expanding our education, we start to see things in a different light. A lot of times it doesn't happen until we get older, and a lot of times we don't allow ourselves to have those experiences. Because education is power. It's such key. It's such an influence to us all. But those of us who do become enlightened, a lot of times we're enlightened because of communication. And we have such a big miscommunication, a miseducation. Just like you had a miseducation of Negro, we have miseducation of people in general. And if we start changing the narrative, we can change the perspective. I'm going to say that again. Change the narrative. Change the story. Stop looking at each other. Oh, he's black, he's white, he's Asian, he's Puerto Rican. Please, 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 please. Let's cut the foolishness out. So we're almost at the end of my time, and I'm glad you guys have been on. I still will be blogging. I'll be on my Facebook page, Hannah Footprints. I'll see you guys this Saturday morning, continuing the Legacy Builder series. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, 10:30 Eastern Daylight Time, right here. Thank you for being with me. I appreciate it. Any comments or commentary, you know where to find me. Lord willing, I'll see you Saturday morning. And if not, I'll see you guys next week. Thanks a lot.